Lewis, haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Big, big deal as Quicken Loans opens up a huge office down in Detroit, and that's a good thing for Detroit. A lot of people working, some tax dollars. It's a good thing, isn't it?
It is a good thing, especially after when you think about last year when GM was considering selling the Renaissance Center as part of its bankruptcy and possibly moving its headquarters to Warren, Michigan. And now we're talking 1 year later of 1,700 workers from Quicken Loans, but also 3,000 workers from Blue Cross Blue Shield moving into the Renaissance Center starting next year. So it's been quite a turnaround from a year ago.
Why did owner Dan Gilbert of Quicken Loans decide to go to Detroit?
He's from Detroit. He's just very proud of Detroit. He's always wanted to help downtown. He's been saying for years that he wanted to be in the city, the city and state through a tremendous amount of tax incentives to make that a reality. It's actually, you know, sort of a pared down dream, I guess. I mean, he initially was going to build a new building before the housing crisis, and I think at that point we were talking about 3,000 workers, if I remember that correctly, and now we're talking about 1,700 who are moving into temporary headquarters in the CompuWare building, and while he still tries to figure out if they can afford to build a new building downtown.
And for folks who don't know, what is Quicken Loans, Lewis?
They are an online mortgage loan company, which I know that must seem ironic to most people, given the housing crisis and what most people have gone through with their houses, that one of our saviors, I guess, is a mortgage company.
And you say in your story, by the end of the month, a total of 1,700 workers from Quicken and several other Gilbert-owned companies will relocate downtown from the suburbs. With CompuWare Corporation workers, the building now will house 4,000 folks beyond. And I know there are some tax incentives there, but you got to think that's going to bring a lot to the Detroit economy with people needing to get a newspaper, a cup of coffee, lunch, gas, whatever.
Boy, that's what everybody's hoping for. I mean, there are so many local retailers from, you know, doggy daycares to just a local coffee shop offering incentives to the workers trying to get, you know, the menu of their restaurants in their hands and things like that. So, yeah, there is a lot of hope that they bring some spending money. And, you know, it's really a white-collar workforce, and most of it is very young. I'm going to say that most of the average worker is in their early 30s. So, you know, it is people who like to hang out. So,
well, Lewis, in your story, and you could see on the front page of the paper, there's this dynamic photo with Dan Gilbert standing up and speaking and all the employees listening. What was the vibe? You were there. What do you think the workers were thinking and feeling?
Oh, I think most of them seem pretty happy. I think if you work for Quicken, you're very aware that its owner is a big supporter of Detroit, and he's talked for years now of bringing the headquarters back to downtown or relocating to downtown. And so most of them are excited. I mean, they are getting sort of the red carpet treatment from the city. The mayor was there, and it was a very pep rally kind of a feeling. And plus, the CompuWare building itself is a very beautiful building, actually. It's very modern. They met, as you talked about, Monday in the sort of elegant atrium of the building. So it was very much a feeling of a corporate pep rally.
You know, Lewis, if I had the opportunity to talk with Mr. Gilbert, I'd ask him if he had any regrets owning the Cleveland Cavaliers. as most folks
well,
know.
Well, as a matter of fact, we did try to ask him that. Mm-hmm. He was kind of mum on that.
Well, you know, not so much to ask him about LeBron James leaving and about his pretty out there statement about LeBron being a traitor, but with the Detroit Pistons up for sale, you got to wonder, he's a Detroit guy, he's a Michigan guy, if he wouldn't, you know, be one of the people along with the Ilitches bidding for that team.
He just didn't go there. And, you know, oddly enough, I think it was last week it became public that he has put a bid on owning some casinos in Cincinnati and Cleveland, I think, or somewhere other part of Ohio. So, I mean, he is Ohio committed as well.
Well, he's really following that Ilitch model and diversifying
what
you do. And congratulations to him for bringing so many jobs. You can find Luis Aguilar's story in Tuesday's Detroit News. Go to detnews.com, and you can find the story. Luis, thanks so much. Always great talking with you.
Thank you, Tony.